I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We began the first half of the show today talking about the earthquake in Mexico City, but let's not forget the people who are in the path of Hurricane Maria, St. Croix, Puerto Rico, Dominica, places that simply don't look like they used to. Before Maria, Irma tore through the Caribbean and South Florida. And get this, 10 days after Irma, parts of Miami only got power back yesterday. That led reporter Nadege Green at WLRN in Miami to some interesting observations, like how many people were forced to cook outside on charcoal grills. That's a video Nadege posted on Facebook of a Haitian woman in her neighborhood cooking a traditional pot of cornmeal and black beans. The pot sits right on a charcoal fire.
We saw this after Hurricane Andrew, too. I was a child then, but I remember vividly on my block that, you know, Haitian families were cooking full meals. Like, because in Haiti, le chauchabon, that's how you cook if you're in the countryside. You don't have a stove. Someone remarked that I interviewed a few days ago that this forced his mom to resort to living as if she was in Haiti again. He was like, ideally, that's not why she came to the U.S., but it's good that she had those skills because without power, even though the stores were open, power was off, so people could not, like, buy meat, for example, and put it in their fridge. But his mom was, like, and other moms have been going out and buying food for the day, so they'll go buy fish or chicken and cook that stewed chicken or stewed fish over charcoal and just eat enough for the day, but they couldn't keep leftovers. And I know, like, within the neighborhood, a lot of these Haitian moms were feeding their neighbors as well, so they were sharing the food among themselves. So it definitely got neighbors out of their homes and talking to one another again.
So school reopened this week. I imagine that came as a relief to some families with kids.
Absolutely. I went out to North Miami Elementary School, which is in North Miami-Dade. It is a school with a predominantly Haitian population as well. And some of the moms at the school were happy that school opened because they didn't have food at home. Many of our families are food insecure here in South Florida on a regular day when there's a hurricane that compounds that. There's even less access to resources, to food and things like that. So one mom, she told me she was just happy school was open because she knew her child would get at least two meals a day without her worrying where that was going to come from in the absence of no electricity and no way to actually go out and spend money.
I mean, this is something you look at, Nadege, how natural disasters highlight income inequality. What have you been hearing from some communities and how they see the response of the city of Miami in the aftermath of Irma?
I think it has been a mixed response, but largely when it comes to infrastructure, the idea that, you know, the homes fared well and things like that, people have positive responses. In a lot of the lower income communities in Miami, for example, they also tend to be higher, so you don't have issues with flooding. So people don't have many questions on infrastructure other than the power. Many are very upset that they've been without power as of yesterday for like 10 days.
But that is also a long time. People need to imagine what it's like to be without power for 10 days.
Yes, yesterday it made it 10 days for many families, including myself. I was without power for 10 days. But when it comes to, again, when we're talking about food insecurity, that was a really big issue. I went to a facility where it's an elderly area, and there were people who couldn't take their diabetic medication because they hadn't eaten since the day before or maybe a day and a half before. And so those are very real stories in our own backyard. And I think in that group, it would be a very low score because there was not immediate response, right? People need a couple of days to be able to get food, to be able to get their cavalry out into these communities to feed them. But in the absence of that, there's about a three-day waiting period where people still don't have anything.
Perhaps that explains some of the social media bragging about the food some of these Haitians you met are cooking outside.
There definitely has been like a social media post among young Haitians who are videotaping their mothers or their grandmothers who've resorted back to what they know from Haiti, which is cooking on le chauchabon or charcoal stoves. And so this was just also a reminder of our Caribbean roots here in South Florida, where people resorted back to what they know from the countryside.
Did you cook anything outdoors over the last 10 days?
I am not that skilled, but my mother did.
Nadege Green, a reporter with WLRN in Miami. Thanks so much for your time, Nadege.
Thanks for having me.